Hello, guys. Here is Isabella Reed, Amazon Made Simple podcast, and I'm happy to introduce Chelsea Cohen with us from So Stoked. And this podcast is going to be released in English with Russian-speaking subtitles. Chelsea, hi.
Hi.
Happy to see you here after Prosper.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the first time after Prosper I see you here. So Chelsea is an expert with in inventory, and she's also running the Magical software. So can you tell us a little bit more? How did you come up with an idea when, like, a girl, female, actually creating something that is like software code base?
Yeah. So first and foremost, I have no experience in software at all. That's first and foremost. I'm very much a believer in connecting with the right people. And so as an Amazon seller since 2014, I had problems with inventory and I really wanted to figure that out. Couldn't find a tool that really worked the way I thought it should. So had an idea and then decided, well, I'll just meet somebody. And I ended up just meeting my partner, and he kept saying that he needed a new software project. I have this idea for a software. And so we kind of connected up and built it out.
How this idea to actually create the software, but like very specific one regarding the inventory, popped into your head? Where did you get it from?
Yeah. So the stuff that I was looking at, the different tools I was looking at, they had these complex algorithms where you couldn't figure out where they were coming up with the number. They just gave you a number and said, this is how much you should order. But because you couldn't figure it out, you didn't really trust it. And then there wasn't a lot of customization. You couldn't really put your marketing plans in with your inventory plans. And so the data that was being provided was actually not complete. And if you're missing one factor in inventory and in forecasting, the entire forecast is wrong. So that was the impetus, was we can do this better because we can figure out how to customize it more to put more of our own personal business into the forecasting.
Cool. Question. How much money in average saving one seller using your software?
Well, it does depend, and it's kind of hard to quantify, but one of the things that we do now is looking at how much you lost in revenue. So it does depend on the business, but there are times when you can, say, increase your revenue by avoiding stockouts. If you avoid running out of stock, you know, depends on how good your supply chain is, but let's say 25%, maybe 50%. When you actually have a plan, you have your eye on it. The other quantity of that's not necessarily thought of is, besides just avoiding stockouts, we had actually someone who, he lost $130,000 in sales last year from not having a system down. And so there's that side. And then the other side is the possibility of air shipments. And we had someone who, they got their systems in place. They were able to do a lot of ocean shipments. And so they saved a lot on these expensive air shipments. I think it was 60 cents per unit that they were able to recover just because they were no longer close to stocking out and needing to use the air shipment.
This is insane, just to lose 130 something thousand dollars. And it's in addition when you're just not reimbursing something from Amazon, just like when Amazon is losing your inventory. And in addition, you're losing something on PPC. And like, if you're combining all of it, like you're seeking like to lose another house.
Yes, I call it death by paper cuts. All the little tiny things that, you know, eat away at your profit margin, and then they add up to just more than a seller can bear. So those types of things we're very interested in helping to plug up those wounds.
Another question I have for you. So generally speaking, we have the most popular audiences who are watching this video: new sellers and advanced sellers.
Yeah.
We have also the middle sellers who are kind of selling and they trying to figure out what to do next. But let's talk to the new sellers and let's talk to advanced sellers. Sure. So what should the new seller know about the So Stoked and about the reports before it's even popped up in their head? Because I remember when I started selling on Amazon in 2015, I did not think about reports at all. I was like, and honestly, I hate numbers.
Yeah.
Unless those numbers are in my account. I hate to like read the reports, and I am super lazy. And I'm so happy that right now we have an access to the softwares that are user friendly, and we can see the reports. And I also have a team who can do that. But the new sellers, they're not thinking, they don't know, and they are not paying any attention to that. So what should new sellers know about it?
Yeah. So I think the most important report for new sellers, because they are working on getting their marketing ramped up, is the stock out risk report. What are those products that are going to stock out? Some of these guys only have one SKU. So when will that stock out? And it becomes a lot more complicated when you have these long lead times where it takes, let's say, 45, 60 days to even produce the product, and then it gets stuck at the port. And so you went from most reliably a 60-day lead time to, after 2020, 90-day, 120-day. And if you're not careful, you look and you see, oh, you know, I got plenty of inventory. I have 800 units, you know, it's starting out. But if it takes 90 days for you to actually get inventory in stock, and you also want to keep at least 30 days at Amazon to avoid not having enough inventory spread across the country, that stock out is probably the most important marker for a seller, because beginning sellers probably stock out more than the average seller, because when you hit something big, you're really not prepared for, you know, reacting to that and knowing how to predict that.
I agree. And especially, I remember also, like, when I started my sales, I was shipping everything via plane, and and I still had a profit. Right now, like, sea shipment is very close to the air shipment that was in 2015. I'm like, well, now it's only sea shipment. Now you have to actually look forward and extend your time and lead time when you're preparing your next shipment. It's a pretty good tip. And what do you think are missing advanced sellers, or like eight-figure, seven-figure sellers?
Yeah, so I call it inventory-minded marketing. You've got, you know, usually with advanced sellers, they've got two teams that influence this inventory. One is the marketing team and the other is the inventory team. And they usually don't talk, and the inventory team tends to be reactive. So one of the things that I say is, first of all, marketing should send their plans to inventory. It should be included in the forecast, which is one of the reasons that we created SoStock, is because we couldn't find a tool that married the marketing plan with the inventory plan. And then beyond that, there are reports that inventory should be producing, which is stock out risk report, but also slow sellers. What are those sellers that really need more attention before they become, you know, really horrible sellers, which is another report I call the liquidation report. We need to just move this inventory before it becomes a problem. And then, of course, the overstock report. What do we have too much of? So the stockout report helps you avoid stockouts, but the other three reports help you to avoid slow sales and overstock and paying too much in terms of storage fees.
Can you tell us more about the liquidation report?
Sure. So a liquidation report would be something where you pick a low number and you say, okay, anything under this many sales a day, let's say five sales a day, anything under five sales a day is a complete dud product. I don't want to restock it. I need to get rid of it as fast as possible. And so it just highlights to the marketing team. All those reports go to the marketing team. The marketing team then goes, okay, these products need to move. Let's develop a plan to liquidate them. How do we get rid of them? Should we do a coupon discount? Should we, you know, do a sale on to our email list? What should we do with these products so that we can effectively recover some of that cash? Also, we can say increase restock limits. If we're selling through Amazon, we can use it to increase restock limits, improve our IPI score, our inventory performance index score, which is essentially Amazon's way of seeing that you're good at inventory. And then free up some space at the warehouse.
Yeah, people sometimes still get confused with the IPI. Yeah. And some people still think like 400 is good and 700 is bad. So
the opposite. The higher the score, the better.
Yeah, I see it all over Amazon sellers community, and even like big sellers sometimes they're getting confused about it. Mm-hmm. What is the most valuable report you think Amazon sellers supposed to like look at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of the most important metric for Amazon, the most important metric is sell-through. Sell-through means how fast are you moving that inventory from the point that you put it in the warehouse to the point that it actually leaves and sells. How fast is it moving? You notice this because this very much influences restock limits. It also business-wise makes sense for Amazon. The faster you move things through that warehouse, the more money they're making. And then every single point in the inventory performance index score, there are 4 points, they all somehow relate to sell-through. One of them is sell-through. The other is excess inventory, which if you have excess inventory, that's slowing down your sell-through. Stranded inventory means it's inventory that you have at Amazon, but the listing is not live. And that means that your sell-through is not happening with that one. And then you have overstock, which also means that your sell-through is bad. So every single one of those points all is affected by sell-through. So knowing your sell-through and knowing how quickly your inventory is moving will help you to have a better grasp on your inventory in general and on what Amazon emphasizes as most important.
Great. Question.
Yep.
Do you use API only with Amazon or with other services as well?
So we are currently in advanced beta on Shopify. So we will launch Shopify very soon. Then we're going to be working on getting into other marketplaces like eBay and Walmart, and also integrating with 3PLs via ShipStation.
Oh, wow. This is impressive.
Yeah. So those are all coming up. We're focused on integrations in this coming months.
Yeah. Integration is a key right now. Like generally speaking, when you go to any apps, like we can integrate with this, and this is like the cross sale for everybody immediately.
Yeah.
Another question. So You're talking about your software, SoulStock, which is great. I've seen the reports. I've seen your presentations. They're impressive. And I can tell that you put a lot of efforts to create this specific one good. My personal opinion, if person's supposed to be good at something, this professional supposed to pick just one specific niche, which is like when people are asking what's doing Ritz momentum, we're saying we're done for you Amazon service, which is like some people are saying you cannot say this. You can say we're full Amazon service agency. However, where we are really good at is like product research. It's our topic where I can tell your best topic is inventory management, and you created this really good with a lot of details. However, your market is also pretty competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different software that have the same or similar, feature inside of their platform.
Sure.
And how like your platform is really different, or like how it will be beneficial sellers to use your platform in addition to the platform they already have?
Sure. So many of the platforms, we call it software suites, where they have a bunch of different tools. A lot of them are focused on the marketing side, you know, keyword research, keyword tracking, that side of the business. And then they decide to add a little, you know, inventory tool. And usually those tools are very basic. They use past data, but they don't allow you to customize. They don't allow you to factor in your marketing. They may not allow you to process the stockouts correctly. There's a lot of stockout calculations, but they can be thrown off. So customizing those stockout calculations gives you the right data. And so in general, that's the big differentiator. And then we also, as we built the software, I personally talked to every single seller that we brought on for the first year and a half. And so all of that feedback from the sellers came directly through us. And so we've really feel that it was built by the community.
Wonderful. Do you accept any recommendations from the sellers when they're reaching out to you and saying, okay, Chelsea, we want this to be inside of the software. Can you build it for us?
Yes. Yeah, so that's one of the best resources for our product development is we'll have sellers reach out to us and say, hey, I really need this. And we'll even bring them into a beta and say, you know, who wants to, you know, let's say five people or 10 people, you want to test this out for us. Make sure it's built exactly the way that you want it. We'll jump on a call with them sometimes or get them to help us to sketch out exactly how do you want this to work, because we have some ideas, but we want to make sure that it's something that will be accepted and will be useful to the sellers. And we, beyond that, have a voting system where people can submit ideas, other people can vote it up, and then they can see where we are in terms of the progress for those particular tasks, when we're working on it, when it goes live, and all that.
Wonderful. So do you, if we will offer, sorry, people, like, you can ask the question and you can submit your recommendation under this video. Yeah. However, they need to check it out. If they didn't use it you before, mm-hmm. They have to check it out. They have to integrate with their Amazon seller account and they have to see what else they would love to have there. Do you have any like 2 days trial, 7 days trial or something like that?
Yeah. So we have a 30-day trial, and that 30-day trial comes with assistance in migration. So if you are in a different software, or if you have an Excel spreadsheet or something like that, and you need help getting that data in, our team will help to do that. And then once you do the basic setup, you book a one-on-one call with one of our specialists to walk you through any questions that you have, and also give you tips on various different features and strategies that you can use in your inventory.
You know, I'm talking to a lot of people and it's been a while. I'm in a community right now. I didn't hear from anybody that like was so confident in their software, like offering 30 days trial. It's generous. It's like means you're really confident in something that you are doing. And the last question that I really want to ask you today is what are the top tricks that the most of the sellers are not thinking mm-hmm. about, but you can actually guide them and help them not to lose their money?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So one of the things that I came about in October for my own business was the shipping portion of your business. A lot of people talk about renegotiating pricing with your supplier. A lot of people talk about improving your PPC ad spend so that you get more sales for the amount of money you're putting in. No one really talks about that shipping piece where we're paying $10,000 per container instead of two, where most people have to store at a third-party warehouse instead of going directly to Amazon with all of their inventory and all of the different costs that are increasing. We feel kind of like we can't do anything about it. But if you're able to optimize your cartons and your pallets and your containers, those are the game changers in terms of recovering some of that profit. Because what you're doing is that you're putting more units in every carton. You're putting more units in every pallet. So you reduce the number of cartons, which as we run them through the warehouse, we're paying, say, $3.60 per carton sometimes to process those cartons. We're paying to store the pallets. We're paying to store or to process the pallets. And all of that adds up. So if you can cut your pallets in half, some people, we created a tool actually. It's called the Master Carton Calculator. It's a free tool. And because our biggest goal beyond inventory is helping to recover profit. And so more tools are going to be coming out in terms of how do you get some of that profit back? And the tool helps you to figure out how to reduce your cartons and reduce your pallets and lower your fees by generating the ideal packing list and also generating a savings report so you can compare the optimum with what you have now versus what you have potential to create.
Wonderful. What? Why you didn't tell me about this? It's such a great tool, and I can tell people are not thinking about saving on shipments mm-hmm. this way. Like people are taking care about the volume, the kilograms cost, but people are not thinking about the packing. And mm-hmm. this is a great tip that people can actually use. Yeah. Do you have something to wish, add, help, something else that you want to preach to our sellers and our audience?
I would say just the last thing I wanted to end with is that inventory can be a liability or it can be an asset. And it becomes a liability when it costs you more money than it's making you. But there are a lot of ways to take that inventory, even if you're liquidating it at a loss, and regain some things. Regain things like increasing restock limits or increasing your inventory performance index score. You can use some stock to increase your ranking. So if you have excess inventory and you've got a slow seller, you can use that excess inventory to buy more ranking, to target specific keywords to increase your ranking. And people have even used excess inventory as a way to build a customer list as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was great. So in the very last portion, how people can find you, how they can reach out to you, what is the best way to sign up?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So you can reach me personally at sostock.com/connect. And on there, you'll find a link to the tool. So if you want to check out the Master Carton Calculator, you can find that link there. And then just going to sostock.com, you'll be able to sign up for Sostock to get a free trial. And also we have a free demo as well if you want to just check out how it works.
That is so perfect. It's like you, if you can imagine of the best customer loyalty and approach, like Chelsea just covered everything. You're very, very thoughtful and the most outgoing person I met for like past time. And also thank you for your post that you made on Facebook about like, you're my people. Then that was great. And I had the goosebumps when I was reading it. Like such a good job. Yeah. Thank you, Chelsea. Talk to you soon.
Yes. Thank you so much.